and has been caught on camera tagging a wall of an Ipswich pub. Locals that embarked on a year-long campaign encouraging Sheeran to visit the city, which shares the same name as the town of his birth in England, were rewarded with an unannounced visit by the singer on Friday. Sheeran snuck in and signed a mural of his likeness with the words, "Lots of love, Ed," before fleeing the scene to begin his Brisbane shows. Ipswich City Council security guards kept careful watch over the autographed wall until the council could arrange to have it professionally sealed the next day.
Vegetable scraps are set to be turned into renewable energy. The state government has approved a $291 million bioenergy project in the scenic rim, west of Brisbane. CalFresh is Queensland's biggest grower of carrots, pumpkins, beans, corn, capsicum and onions. Agricultural and food waste will be converted at the anaerobic digestion facility into power, gas and biofertilizer. The project will begin feeding power into the grid by mid-2027, expected to generate enough energy for up to 31,000 homes, or to fuel up to 98 million kilometres of transport per year.
In national news, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has announced that security agencies have not provided any advice that would allow the government to block the travel documents of 34 Australian women and children who are allegedly linked to the Islamic State group. The group had previously travelled to Syria to fight for the Islamic State terrorist group and have been trying for days to travel home from a Syrian refugee camp. Burke said there has been no advice from ASIO that the Passports Act provisions have been activated. "We don't want them to come back. We're actively making sure we do nothing to help them," he said. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the government was not in contact with any member of the cohort, but he threatened charges would apply if they came back to Australia.
The Global Humans Deep Space Message Project is inviting people to record a message that will be transmitted into space on the 5th of September 2027 to mark the 50th anniversary of the Voyager 1 Golden Record launch. The Golden Record is a gold-plated copper phonograph disc that contains greetings in 55 languages, music, whale song and laughter, intended as a time capsule for extraterrestrial beings to find. You can record a message in your native language answering, "What would you like the universe to remember about our story on Earth?" Go to the Humans portal on the Powerhouse Museum website. Submissions close February 27th.
In international news, a 21-year-old man carrying a shotgun and a fuel can has been shot dead by Secret Service agents after trying to enter Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida at about 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. President Donald Trump was in Washington at the time of the incident. An investigation is now underway to determine the man's potential motive. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said in a statement on X, the United States Secret Service acted quickly and decisively to neutralize a crazy person armed with a gun and a gas canister who intruded President Trump's home. It's shameful and reckless that Democrats have chosen to shut down their department. However, law enforcement officials have not released any information about suspected motives for the incident.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.